Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
Nearly 20,000 refugees fleeing the Russian invasion of Ukraine have come to Ireland so far. The number is expected to reach 100,000, but already concerns are being raised about where accommodation for these people will be found. Agencies working with refugees have warned that the government response in providing accommodation has been too slow, and that offers of homes by private individuals are not being processed quickly enough. There are also reports today that some Irish families are unable to cope with housing Ukrainian people in their homes. Fergal Keane joins me now. And Fergal, you've been speaking to people about this today, and there are genuine concerns.
Yeah, there are concerns about the quality of accommodation being provided by the state, and also the slow process of vetting individuals who've been offering accommodation, and also then about a lack of other supports for refugees, such as mental and physical health supports and supports for host families. And over the last couple of weeks, we've heard from people in the Ukrainian Crisis Centre here in Dublin. It's a volunteer agency manned by Ukrainian expats here. They're sending aid to Ukraine and they're trying to help refugees then who will immediately land or initially land in Ireland. Now, I spoke to Elizabeth Karamuska from the centre earlier today, and she told me that in their work, they can only provide or find accommodation for a small number of people, that they were dependent on the government and the Irish Red Cross to find places for refugees. And on that issue of people not being able to cope when they have people come to live with them in their houses, they've been warning about that for a while. They said that it's inevitable that offers of shared accommodation wouldn't work out in some cases. It's one thing to offer accommodation and something else to have people come and live in your house. And you'll hear in her interview here, she says that families need to be matched to meet people before they're put together to see if they're compatible, if they can work things out between them. But she says that the Ukrainian agencies here are frustrated by the slow pace of progress in finding accommodation.
We ourselves are not finding the accommodation because it's a level of government problem. Because a crisis center, we can try to find accommodation for one family, for two families, for 10 families, like even 100 is still capable. But the problem is that there are 20,000 people arrived here, and the system itself has to be working on the government level, because there are a lot of problems that cannot be solved by a single person. Like it has to be card vetted, it has to be social vetted. It has to be suitable house for family. The families have to actually be combined in some social manner, be invited to know each other before they meet, so they can actually live peacefully for some time together. Or, like, the perfect would be to find the separate houses and separate apartments, but we all know it's not possible in Ireland.
So how is it going? How are things going on finding people accommodation?
They are going really slow. They are going really slow because of all the process that have to be done. And I don't think that this being an actual crisis have influenced somehow the speed of the process itself as much as we would like it to be. Irish Red Cross have its system of how it's all done. It has a big experience all at all. And we heard the stories of what should be done when there were already like 10,000 of people in the hotels. So now we're at the point where the hotels don't have places anymore. They are reopening the tents for refugees, the, you know, old refugees camps built for refugees from Northern Ireland, old buildings that were not in use for years and so on, because they just do not have place where to put those people temporary, because the system is stuck on the moment where those people are put in temporary accommodation while they waiting to be moved into a family who would like to welcome them for a longer period. for like 3 months or 6 months, and this moment of moving them from hotel to a family is not happening because there's a long process of vetting, of social controlling, of I don't know what else.
And that is Elizabeth Karamushka from the Ukrainian Crisis Centre. Now, Fergal, Irish agencies working with refugees are also critical of the slow progress.
Durris, a Limerick-based migrant and refugee support organisation, they said today that they are concerned about what they called alarming gaps in the Irish effort to help refugees. Now, I spoke to John Lannan of Durris earlier, and he said that while local communities had been quick to act in assembling aid and offering accommodation, the government needed to have a more coordinated response to the crisis.
We're now finding that there's a need to have a more strategic response to what's going on and where we're at the moment. We find that at operational level, there's quite a bit happening on the ground. Communities in particular have been really responsive and have stepped up in terms of getting essential items for people arriving from Ukraine. They've got accommodation supports in place, but a lot of the accommodation is really poor and people finding it difficult to live in some of the locations that they're in.
Okay, what do you mean that the accommodation is poor?
So we have situations that are very cramped. You know, we have beds lined up beside each other already in locations. We have some buildings that are congregated settings in which there is mould on the walls. They're unsuitable for anything beyond very short-term emergency accommodation.
So what needs to happen?
We need to ensure that there are basic standards, and if what needs to be done on buildings where people are staying for any significant length of time, that it's done. This needs a huge investment. Have local authorities that are resourced to be able to respond to ensure that we have intercultural workers, we have support workers in place. Civil society is really stepping up to the mark here and is doing quite a lot. And we need that same response from government as well.
Bit of a slow reaction from government so far?
I think it's understandable that government would need time to be able to respond. But what we need now is a more coordinated response with proper resources allocated at local level.
And that's John Lannan from the Durris organisation ending Fergal Keane's report. And on that point, Olivia to 51551 says, just to let you know, I pledged my house in Cork City to the Red Cross online on March the 8th, almost a month ago, and I haven't heard anything back so far, says Olivia. Well, you can text me if you're in a similar position to 51551.